And we turn now to NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Nina, this nomination was in effect for exactly 24 days. And for Harriet Myers, each day seemed to get worse than the one before. Why now? Why today?
Well, you know, this story about the documents were being asked were compromise the executive branch privileges and lawyer-client privileges is really nothing more than a cover story. They knew that.
Tell us quickly that story, briefly.
Well, yesterday, Arlen Specter, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, sent Harriet Myers a letter very clearly saying, basically, we don't know anything about you because you haven't written anything publicly. We're going to need to know what you did in the White House. And the president had said he didn't want to produce any of that material. And Charles Krauthammer, the conservative columnist, laid out this strategy 2 weeks ago. He said, oh, this is great. This is, we finally see what the out is. The out will be for us, for the president, that he can't give these documents, therefore she's going to withdraw. That's the way to get her to withdraw. And that's in the end what happened. But what really happened is that Senator Bill Frist, the majority leader, called the White House last night and basically said the votes aren't there. You saw that the beginning of that at the Republican caucus meeting in the Senate earlier this week when everybody came out and nobody said anything really enthusiastic about the nominee, even people who had been previously backing her, like Jeff Sessions from Alabama. And so the votes were not going to be there, and they saw that. And so now they have to move on to Chapter 2, and the president now is caught very much between the devil and the deep blue sea, because on the one hand, he doesn't want to look like the right wing of his party has a veto power over his nominees. On the other hand, he doesn't want to have a huge fight with the Democrats at a time that he's very weak. And on the third hand, not that we have a third hand, on the third hand, if you pick somebody acceptable to the Democrats, you're probably going to alienate part of your party. Because the president, the list that has been compiled previously, excludes what one might call moderate conservatives, or people who are really quite conservative, more conservative than Justice O'Connor, who's being replaced, but not as conservative, for example, as Justice Scalia.
And Nina, before we get on to these possible nominees, let me just very briefly, Senator Specter, one possible other reason I think people would be interested in, Senator Specter, chairman of the Judiciary Committee, yesterday sent a letter to Harriet Myers asking some pointed questions and also asking if she could assure them she'd be independent from the president. First, did that play a role? Secondly, how might that play out in the next nominee?
Well, that's what I just said, that letter, which he sent her yesterday, did make a difference. Now, if the president wants to pick his old friend Alberto Gonzalez, who's the Attorney General of the United States, and might seem an easier sell because there would be enormous Latino excitement about that kind of a pick, and would put the Democrats in a very difficult position, be very difficult for them to oppose him. But he has some of the same problems that Harriet Myers had. He was the White House counsel. He's the Attorney General of the United States. He'd have to recuse himself from a lot of cases in the very beginning of his tenure. Just where the president is going is just very unclear. And all of the choices that have been most frequently mentioned have serious problems for him.
Nina, thank you very much. Again, the news is Harriet Myers has withdrawn her nomination, and we were just speaking to Nina Totenberg, NPR's legal affairs correspondent. This is NPR News.